call this meeting to order. Do we have an adoption of the agenda?
I move we adopt the agenda.
Second.
Motion made and approved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Chair votes aye. Passed 3-0. Open the first round of public comments. Please keep your comments 3 minutes. All topics directed to the board. If anyone wishes to speak to the board at this time, seeing no one here wishing to speak, I'll now close this first round of public comments. All righty. Do we have an approval of the minutes for the preceding meeting?
So moved.
I second.
And all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Chair votes aye. Motion passes 3-0. All right, here we go. Multibank Securities.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Dahl.
So, update. We are, as soon as after this meeting, as soon as I get Linda to sign the agreement, and I get Steve to sign, we are done. We are complete. We are ready to move forward.
We're ready to roll.
We're at the end of the beginning.
Yes. So basically,
2 years.
Yeah.
That's what Brady tells us.
I can remember the first time we came in here and had the conference call.
Yep. So next steps on this, like I said, so I'll get Linda and Steve to sign the agreement with Multibank. I spoke to Doug Urbanski yesterday with Multibank. He said as soon as they get the agreement, they'll start to set up like the online platform,
okay,
the login information for you. He is actually going to be coming here, Doug Urbanski with Multibank. He had another visit with another locality next the 20th. Was that Friday?
Do we get any kind of a discount since we kind of figured out how to make all this work for him?
I don't think so, but we'll see.
Well, I mean, you know.
So everybody else can follow
us. The path that we've blazed.
Not likely, but like I said, he's going to be here next Friday, April 20th at 9 a.m. He was just going to come here just for kind of like meet and greet and just, you know, kind of put a name to the faces and all that.
Or I was going to say, since it's been a while since we've seen him, so yeah, we've all forgotten. I remember the Urbanski name.
That's right. So, you know, on that 20th, and I don't know what anyone's availability is, and we're not talking like a finance board meeting, but from like Linda and Rudy's standpoint, you know, since you two were going to kind of be spearheading some of the setup of that, he could do, you know, at 9 a.m., he could possibly do some type of, you know, like little online tutorial or kind of get you all started if you want when he's here that day.
I can block an hour out. I just did.
I don't have my calendar here, but.
Okay.
The 20th?
Yeah, let me see here. I believe it is Friday.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, Friday the 20th at 9 a.m. He will be here.
I can just switch.
Because the 18th is the end of our marathon.
Yeah.
With budget session.
Yep. So like I said, we can get, you know, I can have the laptop set up in here. Prior to that, he will have had your online login information set up at that point. So you could just, you know, he could kind of walk you through a few things, show you some stuff while he's here. Then also, like I said, just he can kind of give any tips or any information also that may be beneficial to you also.
So I think one of the things, like Linda, that might be a good byproduct of doing this is that for some segment of the money that's invested.
Oops.
But that was mine, but I turned it off.
Oh, hey, that's middle school. I
probably
better take this. Hello?
I wonder.
I'm not. I'm in a finance board meeting. I'll come by and get them later. Yeah. All right. Bye.
For whatever portion of the money that we commit longer term to CDs and stuff, you'll have a known amount of return.
Right.
So unlike with the VIP, which is market driven, putting this into the CDs is going to give us a known return.
Right.
So, I mean, it won't be much money.
But you'll know how much you're going to
get. You know what you're going to get.
Right.
At the end of that
right
investment period.
Because as it stands right now, when we're budgeting, you know, any type of interest earnings or any type of, you know, gain in, you know, what we've invested, you know, sometimes we're kind of, it's a shot in the dark.
Right.
Now with the NAV liquidity pool, that's a little more consistent. Not as consistent as and known as the CDs would be, but we could definitely do that, and so I will set up. I'll send out a meeting request to both of you for April 20th at 9 a.m.
And Eric, are we at a point where you can identify a pool of money that we don't need for 2 years, 4 years, 5 years?
We definitely have some funds that are kind of set aside. Now, it's going to fluctuate throughout the year. Like, we're coming into April. April is always
a low month.
And maybe once we go to the next item, go to the combined bank balances, we can see the history that April is our lowest month always. So once April goes through, maybe, you know, you kind of invest or, you know, some smaller amounts. And then when April hits or May hits right after that, that's when we, you know, all the tax collections come in. So that's when there'll be more available funds to invest. And like I said, that's where you all have to determine how you want to do that between the liquidity pool and then what you want to set aside. So, make that appear. So multi-bank. So like I said, so as far as discussion item number one, I'll set that meeting up for both of you to kind of get set up, and I'll, like I said, Linda, I'll have Doug reach out to you to get login information going for you, and yeah, I don't know whoever else you may need it for your office, but we'll work on that. So,
are you still in your temporary digs?
No.
You've been back in yours for a while.
For a while, yeah.
Because then they've rotated her back, and Mel went out and fixed the other side of the building.
And one thing I will say too, Doug, when I spoke to him yesterday, and he can talk about this here on April 20th, but there's some new little things within the platform in the eConnect Direct that makes, you know, different investing allowable, different reports, different things, since we originally did the original webinar. So,
oh, okay. 2 years ago.
Yeah, it's advanced in 2 years.
I was going to say, a lot of things have changed
in 2 years.
Interest rates have gone up.
Yes. So that's all I have for discussion A.
All right, so combined bank balances.
So bank balances, I know Linda sent out the report. Mm-hmm. This is just my consolidated version. So here we are for March 2018, and you can see what the total balances are.
If I get up and walk up there to about where you are,
yeah,
I can
see.
That's
let's
okay.
See if we can do this.
Now, Eric, can I? The BB&T cost recovery is going to be $75,000 less.
Okay.
And the VIP is going to be $75,000 more.
Okay.
We moved money yesterday.
Okay, I'll get with Aaron then on that.
Yeah, we just did it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. I just got confirmation that everything went through.
Okay.
Last night.
So when we
it's
look
not
at,
make any difference in
it. I think Linda sent out the information on the VIP, but so on the NAV on the liquidity pool. We were, I think it was 1.68% was the average monthly yield of the liquidity pool. So having that extra $2 million in there, we got like $1,800 for the month. So
every little bit helps.
Yep. And then, you know, once May comes around and we can start funneling other funds to the liquidity pool, and then whatever CDs that we think that we can hold out for a while.
Yep.
We'll even increase that interest, those interest earnings.
Did we ever get the BB&T agreement signed?
No, we're still working on the banking thing, too. And I'm ready because...
My boy struck again and said we got to have some major write-up again.
No, I don't...
On BB&T, it was BB&T. It was them.
Okay, it's BB...
Yes.
Legal holdup again.
My boy's office can get a little bit wound tight.
Who's your boy?
Mr. Payne.
Oh. Somebody at BB&T,
no,
I didn't know.
No, I don't think this is with our county attorney side. It's something with their side.
It's a technicality because of a local government. Yeah. And, you know, Fred's going to make sure on money that everything is...
Oh, well, I mean, yeah.
Is there anything, I mean, so these are the bank balances for the month ending March 31st. Any questions or comments on that?
And see, out of that four right there, the schools are going to be having payroll on the 20th, and that's $2.7 million. Yeah.
So that amount's going to come down this month. Like I said, April is going to be
bad.
Well, I mean, if you look at April last year, we were right around 1.8 in April was the ending bank.
Every
balance.
Time before we collect taxes.
Exactly.
I mean, because November's the same way.
But so right here, if you look at April last year,
it was October.
1.8, and then we had total 7.1 million in the
VIP.
And so we'll probably have about 1.8, and then if we have, say, roughly the same, you know, we're 6.3. And probably the biggest difference in some of the actual balances is as we paid off a piece of debt this year early, which was about $1.5 million.
And that's what dropped that number below the 7.0.
Yep. So.
Yep. But that saved us.
We know we still got 18 months with the 3.75. And we might as well try to make hay while we can.
Yep. So that's all that I have on the combined bank balances.
So Rudy, after we get all signed up, then you and I...
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think what would probably be most beneficial for you is for Doug to really do a how-to.
How-to.
Yeah. Because, you know, one of the problems with using any kind of a platform is if you don't use it often, you're not going to remember. And we won't be using this often.
Yeah.
You know, once we set the initial investments, then it'll be forget about it and
very sporadic.
Reinvest them. Yeah. Or, you know, get more money to put in there.
It's kind of like a state.
No, I guess the only maybe action item out of this is, I mean, does the finance board want a determined amount once Doug comes here to...
Yeah, it would be nice to get an initial amount and of anything that's we can put aside for more than 3 years. Because right now we got the zero to 6 months covered with the VIP, and
right.
then 1 to 3 years covered with...
The problem right now with 3 years is I don't know how much money we're going to have set aside as liquid that we can do that with. Now, as far as that $8 million that we want to keep set aside, that we just want to keep in our pocket,
we
ought to be able to use some of that.
Well, I mean, if you look right here, like going back to the April time frame, you can see we've had roughly $6 to $7 million that's been sitting out there at the lowest point every year. So if we say that $3.75 million is obviously included in here, well, then we know that's an amount that could be put out there for a longer period of time.
Well, but the problem is we're going to be spending that in 18 months. That's not 3 years.
No, I mean, I'm not even talking 3 years, but I'm saying longer.
I mean, even
than
if we go 6 months or we go a year.
A year.
Yeah, and if I remember right from looking at those investments, all of those CDs that are offered are with no prepayment penalty. So
if we have to pull them out early.
Yeah, we just lose the interest.
Mm-hmm. From that point forward.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's if I remember right.
That's something to definitely check on because, you know.
So that's all I have.
So you have an hour on the 20th.
Yeah, I've got an 11:30 in Richmond, so I have to leave here no later than 10:30.
Yep. I will send out a meeting request with Linda and Rudy.
Yeah, where are we going to meet here?
Yeah, I'll set it up for here. This way we can
use the screen
and it'll just be easier to see. Unless you want to do it in your office.
I don't have any.
Yeah.
I mean,
so maybe
I'm kind of limited.
You can kind of push Doug once the document's signed to make sure Linda has her credentials.
I'm going to push.
Before that?
Yep. Well, he said as soon as he gets it done. I mean, so basically after this meeting, once I get you and Steve to sign, I'm going to fax or email a copy of the executed agreement back to him. So
by the end of this week, literally, she should have her signing.
She should.
I mean.
Yep.
Because normally they're...
Yeah, it's going to take a couple
any days. Company that... Yeah, they're going to do it real quick.
Yep.
Cool.
All right, is there anything else?
No.
Want a motion to adjourn?
I do.
I'll so move.
Second.
And all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And chair votes aye. We're out of here.
Linda, I'll get